The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, September 25, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel denounced the terrorist attack perpetrated against the Cuban embassy in Washington and urged the U.S. authorities to respond. In his account on the social network X, the president said that once again, hatred launched a terrorist attack against our embassy in Washington in an act of violence and impotence that could have cost valuable lives. On behalf of the Cuban people, he denounced the criminal act and said to expect action from the U.S. authorities. The Committees for the Defense of the Revolution, CDR, Cuba's largest mass organization, are preparing for its 10th Congress, which will be held in this capital on September 27 and 28. CDR National Coordinator and Hero of the Republic of Cuba, Gerardo Hernandez, said the meeting will analyze the organization's problems and show actions to help the country in the current context. Initiatives such as energy saving, food production, popular control, and a more extraordinary confrontation with criminal actions emerged from the meeting, Hernandez stated. Some 480 delegates and 120 guests from all of Cuba's provinces will attend the Congress. They previously carried out a mass movement to strengthen and revitalize the organization. The annual meeting of the Continental Front of Communal Organizations will take place the day after the event's closing ceremony. It is expected to be attended by activists from some 12 countries. Political forces, parliamentarians, and Cuban residents in Europe condemned on Monday the terrorist attack on the Cuban embassy in the United States and expressed their solidarity with Cuba. Spanish parliamentarian Manu Pineda described as intolerable and violence fueled by haters the attack with two Molotov cocktails on Cuba's diplomatic headquarters in Washington, D.C., which was also targeted in April 2020 by another terrorist act. On behalf of La France Insoumise, its head of international relations, Christian Rodriguez, condemned the attack and framed it in the context of Washington's aggressive policy on Cuba, characterized by a blockade that he called criminal. Expressions repudiating the attack were also heard from the European Left Party in Brussels, the Belgian Labour Party, the Cubanismo.B Association, French organizations like Cuba Linda and Friends Cuba. Also on behalf of the Europe for Cuba channel, coordinator Jose Antonio Toledo repudiated the aggression and urged the U.S. authorities to punish the promoters and those responsible. The press agencies VNA from Vietnam and Prensa Latina from Cuba reviewed the progress in bilateral collaboration and renewed the existing agreement in the editorial area. The general director of the Vietnamese news agency, Vũ Việt Trăng, considered the cooperation with the Cuban counterpart as positive and very effective, especially regarding the design, printing, and distribution of the Illustrated Magazine of Vietnam. The general director declared that the visit of the president of Prensa Latina, Luis Enrique González, has a special meaning at 50 years of Fidel Castro's first visit to Vietnam and his southern liberated territories. Luis Enrique González pointed out that Prensa Latina considers the relations with VNA key, strategic, and part of the historical and close ties of brotherhood that unite both nations. The National Union of Construction Engineers and Architects of Cuba, UNAIC, confirmed the holding of two international events with the purpose of providing a broad professional exchange between participants. directors of that organization reported on the fifth engineering conference convened from October 19 to 21, 2023, promoted by the Society of Electrical and Industrial Engineers, one of the five member entities of the UNAIC. For his part, engineer Guillermo Mateo Reyes presented the basis of the 6th Congress of Hospital Architecture and Engineering, scheduled for November 16 to 19, to address aspects related to intra-hospital systemic management in favor of a new resilient health model. And in the international agenda, we have that Colombian Senator Iván Cepeda from the Historic Pact expressed his solidarity with the people and government of Cuba after the Molotov cocktail attack perpetrated on the Cuban embassy in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. It is not the first time, unfortunately, that this kind of aggression against the Cuban people has occurred from the United States. The congressman, head of the Peace Commission of the Congress, warned in statements to Prensa Latina. Cepeda emphasized the importance of ending the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed on Cuba by the government of the United States for more than half a century. Likewise, he stressed that any action that goes against its people and that uses violence and terror as a form of opposition to the path chosen by the Cuban people should be clearly pursued. Meanwhile, with an investment of more than $3 billion in productive complexes, Bolivia's progress towards a broad-based economy is reaffirmed today, according to President Luis Arce. Speaking at the recent awards gala for the outstanding exhibitors of the Fexpo Cruz 2023 International Fair, Arce stated that these works seek to take advantage of the productive capabilities and potential of each region. The president described as good the path that the country is taking towards its bicentennial in 2025 and stressed that with a view to industrializing the country, the agricultural productive apparatus is strengthened. He emphasized that in this way, they take care of their environment while aspiring to a new, sustainable Bolivia where the people are able to decide sovereignty over their natural resources. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.